And welcome back to In Depth for a final interview in the studio. First time here, Kat Shepherd from Friends of Nevada Wilderness. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having us.
Of course. Thank you for coming in. And let's talk about kind of doing an overview of what you guys do, what your mission is, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So Friends of Nevada Wilderness has been in Reno, Nevada for a long, long time. We also have a Southern Nevada office in Las Vegas. And what we do is we are an organization dedicated to preserving all qualified Nevada public lands as wilderness, protecting all present and potential wilderness from ongoing threats, educating the public about the values of wilderness, and improving the management and restoration of wildlands. So that's obviously a mouthful and a lot of specific words.
Yeah, I know, very general.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least of an overarching sort of mission there.
Absolutely. We do a lot. So I guess we should start kind of with wilderness. So generally, that's a word that we think of as just sort of a concept for anywhere that's sort of wild. But wilderness is actually sort of a specific thing. In the United States, we had the Wilderness Act of 1964, where we decided that we would have Congress protect certain lands that we decided counted as wilderness. So there's specific qualifications, needs to be a certain size, and then it needs to be untrammeled, which is a really fun specific word they used in the wording of the act. Yeah. Basically, it means it needs to not be super developed already. So if we went into a place that already had, let's say, lots and lots of roads already established and buildings already established, that might not be what we're looking for in wilderness. So it's truly like a lot of these places you need to walk into a lot of it. So really, really good protection for resources, not just water, not just wildlife like we normally think of, but also cultural resources. You know, Nevada's really lucky to have amazing prehistoric art, all kinds of things like that. So these are also going to be on public lands. So again, what does that mean? Nevada's really lucky to be almost 90% federal land, so public land. And those are managed by the agencies. That's going to be your Bureau of Land Management, Forest Service, National Parks, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And so we do a lot of work with them, helping them out. Most states will have trail crews through the Forest Service. Nevada doesn't quite work that way, so they actually contract out a lot of their trail work. So we do a lot of their trail work.
Okay.
And we're really lucky to bring out tons of volunteers to do that as well. So I believe in 2018, we had almost 540 volunteers helping us out in on Nevada public lands. So in northern Nevada, our trail crew maintained 50 miles of trail and improved access into wilderness areas. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So as far as like working with these trails, what is the actual work the volunteers do?
Totally. We have a bunch of different types of trips that we do. So one of the easiest ones to do if you're in Reno and you're interested in helping out would be what we call Weed Pulls, Weed Warrior Program, if you will. So we take volunteers up into Mount Rose, which is our closest wilderness area to Reno, and have them remove noxious invasive weeds. So specifically in this instance, it's usually thistle. So I believe I have that number too. We pulled 34,228 invasive thistles from Mount Rose Wilderness last year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So what is it? They can, I mean, weeds, they kind of just choke the nutrients from other plants. That's
absolutely
pretty much what they do.
Lots of problems. So yeah, they can choke out the native populations, and then that can have effects on your grazers. We also are getting into these more specific issues in Nevada where you will have, let's say, a fire come in. And after that happens, you've got this big open swath. So let's say an invasive seed comes in at that time. It can expand. There's no competition. So it can just take over that whole area. So it's really important in those instances, and we do this work too, to go in and we actually replant the native species there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. Not only taking out bad stuff, but putting good stuff in.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. So you're constantly on the lookout for volunteers, I would think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Obviously, with a volunteer crew that size, we are always looking for people. We would love to have help. And we do have volunteer opportunities as well. If you aren't interested in going out, you know, into the backcountry, or that's something that you don't feel like physically able to do, we do also have office work volunteers, and we do a lot of tabling around town as well. So we always need volunteers for that too. But if you are feeling like getting out in the backcountry, we also will do volunteer trips where we take people camping on overnight trips, and those are really fun. Great chance to see some like very remote parts of Nevada you might not necessarily know how to access or be comfortable accessing on your own. And we'll cook for you. It's pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
we do.
Awesome.
A Dutch oven cook-off.
Oh, cool.
super fun.
That's really great. And also, I mean, it is April, so Earth Day is kind of on everyone's mind. So you're doing an Earth Day event.
Yes. Happy Earth Month, everyone.
There we go. Yeah.
Absolutely. So Earth Day this year for Reno is going to look a little different than it has in previous years. A lot of us are familiar with the Idlewild Earth Day celebration, which has been tons of fun in the past. This year, Idlewild is taking a break. That event has just grown exponentially, and I think I can't speak for anybody, but I'm assuming they're just trying to make sure that event stays sustainable and conscious and is done in a way that helps.
Yeah.
And is good for the park. It's so hard to have that many people.
It gets nuts. I've been there and I'm like, wow, there's way more people every year.
Totally. So I think they're just reorganizing. But luckily, there are a lot of dedicated folks in the sustainability community around here, and they decided, well, we can't just not have Earth Day.
Right.
So we're having Truckee Meadows Earth Day, the first one ever. That'll be in Mayberry Park. So that's going to be further west down the river, kind of by where, you know, Patagonia River School Farm, all that stuff is.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that one. And they're actually still looking for volunteers as well. So if you guys want to help them out on Earth Day, check out their website, TM Earth Day. They have a sign up as well. That's going to be on April 28th.
April 28th is that going to be at Mayberry Park?
At Mayberry Park, yeah, from 9 to 3. This one's cool. It's going to be a zero waste event. So usually when you see people tabling, you go around, they give you lots of paper products, lots of disposable stuff. This one's trying to be very conscious about not doing that. So expect some really creative, fun tabling events and games, a lot more engaging stuff. And then there's going to be a raffle. For every reusable item you bring with you, you'll get a raffle ticket. So if you bring your own plate, your utensils, a water bottle, even a reusable napkin, you'll get a raffle ticket and a chance to win prizes.
Oh, nice. That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Well, people need to check out what you do. Where can they find you, I guess, on the web or social media and so on?
Absolutely, yeah. So our website is nevadawilderness.org. If you're interested in volunteering with us, that's just going to be nevadawilderness.org/volunteer. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We are everywhere.
All right. Cool. Anything I haven't touched on you really want to get out there to people?
Well, I guess there's just one more really exciting thing that's happening right now. A very recent announcement was just made on a project that we were working with the BLM on. So Nevada just got its first international dark sky sanctuary certification. That's in Massacre Rim, which is a wilderness study area.
Okay.
So not quite the full protection of a wilderness area yet. It's just, we like to say, waiting to be fully designated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's pending, so to speak.
Sort of. Yeah. It's being considered. And basically, there's only, I think, 7 of these in the world that have been made so far.
Really?
Yeah. What this means is this is an area of exceptional quality of starry nights and nocturnal environment, and we want to protect that. So there's so much light pollution now that basically, right, I think 80% of people can't see the Milky Way where they are anymore. So this is one of the darkest areas in the United States. And what's happening is basically it's protected not only the land as we would traditionally think of it, but it's being protected from development of light pollution.
Okay.
So you can still go and enjoy meteor showers. You can see all kinds of constellations and, yeah, lots of meteorological events you wouldn't normally be able to witness.
All right. That's fantastic. Can people go there now?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Where is that, actually?
It's up kind of by the Oregon border, so it's like extreme north Washoe Valley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, and actually, if you want to, you can check out our website, go to the Explore tab, and there'll be information about this WSA, how to access it, and we'll be hopefully working with the rural Nevada areas to create more information and brochures about how you guys can get out there and enjoy this area.
That's really cool. I want to, Kat Shepard, thank you so much. You didn't even need me here. You've been so thorough, incredibly informative.
Thank you for letting me talk so much.
Of course. I'm going to have you back for any events you have in the future. Please come back.
Great.
Friends of Nevada Wilderness, go check them out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.